KOBK. Be that generation. Overground or die, nigga. Free tune. Yo. All of my youngest, some savages running your trap at you up with them packages. Rob you for bricks, finesse you for pounds. Fuck all that talking, they laying you down. Better teach niggas about playing around. Cartel connected, you better respect it. Fuck up the paper, send you to your maker. They laying you 6 feet under the ground. Riding with choppers messed up like Chewbacca. Got dressed like a roster, free all of my partners. This one for Sosa and Gio, I got you. Bentley was happening, Latona was cracking. Dub, TG, Daru, what it do? Don, I see you, lay back and be cool. I'm fucking this hoe and she wet as a pool. I'm feeding a dick and you buying a food. Shopping and robbing and robbing and shopping, baby. Bread with my niggas, you know how we rockin'. Hitting these licks and counting this cake. I don't give a fuck, I'm burying my face. Hoping I live to see me a new day. He got that chopper and ready to spray. I'm running through bitches, what more can I say? Kush came from Cali, shout out to the Bay.
Niggas, I know they come shop for the work. Lay you on the floor and take all of your cash. Fucking these bitches.
Yo, what's going on? It's the homie Mez. Y'all tuned in to the Mez Drinks and Chill podcast. And speaking of podcasts, I got two-thirds of the homies from the Jack of All Spit Trade. Well, look at this. That's the alcohol fucking up. We were pre-gaming before we came in here. Jack of All Spades. Mm-hmm. What's up with y'all?
That's cracking, man. Good to be here, bro.
We missing DJ, right?
Yeah, DJ's missing. Missing in action, but, you know, we representing here, though.
Yeah, sure, man. I appreciate y'all. I came in contact with y'all through just out the blue. I get tagged on a shout-out that y'all was doing. Mm-hmm. That's something that y'all do on a regular?
Yeah, every Saturday. At least we try to do every Saturday. We do a community love shout out to different people out in the city.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dope, man. Yeah, let me make sure I said the name right. Jack of All Spades. That's the alcohol. We've been pre-gaming. Y'all know this is called Mez Drinks and Chill for a reason. But how often do y'all record?
We record.
Matter of fact, state your name.
Facts. I'm Banks, Blue Water Banks.
Uh-huh. YBB, Pride of Africa. YBB.
For sure. We record on Sundays. We usually release twice every month, every other week, bi-weekly. Just touching on certain people that's in the city that we got our eyes on, or everybody that's grinding. I mean, everybody's doing something out here that's making sense. So, just giving everybody opportunity and a platform.
Where can they find y'all at?
You can find us at Google Podcasts, mm-hmm. Apple, Breaker. Go ahead. DJ usually do this part.
YouTube as well. Uh-huh. YouTube. Used to be on SoundCloud,
YouTube, mm-hmm.
Apple Podcasts, all that.
Yeah,
all
for
that.
Sure.
Yeah, but what about social media? Can they find y'all on social media?
Exactly. It's Jack of All Spades CLT. That's where we at. All
right.
Jack of All Spades CLT.
Man, tonight we talking about toxic masculinity.
We.
Mm-hmm. Right? And of course, none of us are toxic, right? Niggas start taking their drinks in.
We got our times. We try to get out of some of the things we inherit.
Yeah, and a lot of that stuff that... we have, like you said it, we inherited it, right?
Right,
like,
exactly.
It was almost like a norm for us growing up the way we did. Like, it was just, some things we have to unlearn, right?
That's a fact.
And, all right, so for instance, I'll give them the exact definition so toxic masculinity is a term often used to describe negative aspects of exaggerated masculine traits, right?
Mm. Okay.
Facts.
So, matter of fact, let's do a word association, right? And this is how we know, like, what. So I'm going to say a word, right? And you let me know whether it applies to men or women.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
So brave.
Men.
Women.
Oh, wow. Gentle.
Women.
Women.
Aggressive.
Men.
Man.
Caring.
Women.
Women.
Soft.
Women. Women.
That's toxic right there. The only one that threw me off, Banks, you said, what did I say, the brave? Is that the one where you said women?
Yeah, I gave it a women.
Yeah, but that's like literally one, the only one that kind of swayed that y'all went 50-50 on, right? So like even with that like word association, like it's fucked up that we think only men are supposed to be brave. Well, no, except for you, Banks. Like you're the exception, right? So like men can't be gentle, right? And I mean, according to how we automatically associate certain words, right? Aggressive, we already went straight to men.
Facts.
Caring, we went straight to women. Soft, mm-hmm. we went straight to women. Like it's almost toxic. Like a man can't be soft. Like if you're saying something like a man is soft, it's kind of like you're playing a man in a sense, right?
Right, right.
How do y'all feel about that? Like about just those, even with y'all, in general, like with the word association, how it totally went to where it went.
Yeah, we put ourselves in a box. We put ourselves in a box with that. Like you said, those are just typically that's what you think when you hear certain things. I think the world is obviously changing. So, like, you have to be able to be open to changes and knowing with yourself and, you know, knowing what direction you need to be in certain situations. So, nah, for sure, you put me in a box on that, but I felt what you did. Yeah. I like what you did there.
Dope. How do you feel?
I mean, it's learned behaviors.
Facts.
When you little, you see that. Well, I won't say see that, but you hear that all the time saying, hey, you got to be tough.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man girl, up.
Yeah, man up.
Yeah, it's okay.
Girl, you scared to cry. You know what I'm saying? Feel your feelings through.
Right.
It's stuff you learn when you coming up.
And you're first generation African, right?
First generation
so African. I'm Eritrean. For most of the listeners, I'm African. So we're literally almost like the epitome of like toxic in a sense of like you cannot fucking cry. You just got a man to fuck up, which
exactly.
is even as a black man too, though, like in America.
Oh, facts.
Especially because a black man in America goes through fucking hell. So you literally have you don't have time to be soft in a sense, quote unquote, right?
Nah, not at all.
Like you just got to. I hate
you
the
gotta
term
eat
man
shit.
Up.
Man up. You got to eat shit. You got to carry shit on your back. Like, right. you know, right. all that shit break down eventually, though.
Yeah. And I was looking at this before, you know, I would be trying to do a little bit of, like, research before I come in. And they were saying how toxic masculinity, but like with suicide rate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Men have a higher suicide rate than women. And it's a lot of it is due to the fact that we have a difficulty of, like, like expressing emotions, accepting emotional vulnerability, and admitting to any kind of form of weakness, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's crazy. Like, how y'all with y'all emotions? Like, do you have homeboys that y'all talk to about things that y'all going shit. Through, like emotionally?
Nah, we still talk that shit. Like, to be real,
you see, even just me asking y'all start laughing because it's almost like
it's unheard of.
It's unheard of.
Yeah,
like,
right. Yeah, it's unheard of. I mean, I know what me. If I'm going through something tough, I talk to my girl about it.
Yeah.
Before I talk to my guys about it. It'd be anything. Talk to my girl about it first.
Yeah.
Before I talk to my guys about it. It's just.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Right.
Emotional wise.
Yeah.
I'm leaning on her more so emotionally wise than I do my guys. Then, so,
yeah. Know,
so.
And the crazy thing about it is, like, especially with black women, like, they have so much on their shoulders already, right?
Exactly.
And then they also have to put up with our shit too, as far as like what we go through on a regular basis, right? Like they got to almost be our therapist.
Brave.
that's why you went with the brave with them, right? So, which is crazy. Like it's fucked up that we can't talk to our homeboys about something that we're going through emotionally, right? Like even if you're going through a breakup. All right. So this is another thing with toxic masculinity.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going through a breakup, what's usually what you, like the toxic shit that your homeboys would tell you? Like you'd be like, "Damn, I just broke up with my girl." Like,
fuck that bitch.
Nigga, fuck that bitch. Get back out here, my nigga.
That's what I'm saying. Like
yeah. all these fish out here. Like
yeah. So how does that help you though? Like literally, like if you like, let's just say you're the one that just went through a breakup, and your homeboy says, "Fuck that bitch. Let's go get some hoes." How does that help you with your time of like? Because you're at a low point when you go through a breakup with somebody you really fucking with right. and love, mm-hmm. right? So how does that help you in any way when your homeboy says fuck that bitch, let's go get some hoes?
Nah, it doesn't, because it feeds into that whole mentality, like saying, hey, there's always another one.
Yeah,
I'm going through the next one. It feeds into mm-hmm. that, as opposed to saying, hey, let's process what happened, what went wrong, how you messed up, how she messed up, and let's you know the next one we're gonna figure this out. But I feel like when you say fuck that bitch, you go to the next one.
Yeah,
right.
It's the same situation. You ain't gonna try to figure out what happened. What messed up?
Especially since you didn't have time to heal.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. It's like a short-term, you know, cure or whatever.
Mm.
Like, long-term, you like, you know, you got to look yourself in the mirror and figure out, you know, what you might have did wrong or like just make up for certain things. But yeah, short-term is kind of healing. It's like when
Band-Aid.
You're younger and you don't know no better, it's like, all right, it's whatever. I'm getting through this, so.
Yeah. It's just a Band-Aid when you lay up under somebody else. But really, at that time, we want somebody to tell you like, yo, just what are you feeling like? Talk about, because it's like when you talk about certain shit, which is why therapy is so important, like it makes you feel better. Like you open up and it kind of makes you see things in different ways. Like, damn, I could have maybe did this better. Or women talk about stuff, like they be on the phone for hours after a breakup, like
mm-hmm. true. You know, trying to figure things out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what are some things that you would want to hear from your boys? Like,
shit.
All right, so matter of fact, do any of you have kids?
Nah, got one on the way.
You got one on the way?
One on the way.
Do you know what you're having?
A boy.
Mmm, that's perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Congratulations,
congrats,
by the way.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
So I got a boy. He's 3 years old, right? And damn, I can't remember who I was talking to recently, but they were asking me, like, am I going to, like, because I know I got a lot of fucked up ways that I was brought up, right?
We all do.
We all do, you know what I'm saying? So, and I don't want to pass those on to my son, like, whether it's, like just, because we grew up homophobic, we grew up transphobic, there's so many ways, even kind of misogynistic, and, you know what I'm saying? So I don't want to put that towards my son. I don't want my son growing up like that. So what are some things that you, have you already processed some of this stuff already? Because I know when you have a baby on the way, you got a million things going through your head, right?
Exactly.
So are you already prepared with some of these?
Nah, I can't say I am. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna front. Yeah. I can't say I am, but I do know some ways how I was raised. I don't want to, you know, project that to him as well.
Yeah.
So I do want to change some things up.
Yeah.
How I'm gonna go about doing it, I'm not too quite sure.
Right.
But you know, when I get to that bridge, I cross it. But you know, I do know there's some things I don't want to pass back down to my kid.
That's a fact. You know? Yeah. I definitely don't want to pass a lot of that stuff down to, like, all right, so like, what about you? Are any of y'all criers?
Nah, I'm not a crier. But if my son cries, I would tell him, hey, cry it out.
Right.
For your feelings. For me, it's too late because I was conditioned not to cry.
Yeah, facts.
Thanks. What about you?
Nah, I've been a crier for funerals for sure, man. That's feel like it's been the only time like I could really let that go. But outside of that, like, same as YBB, like, you know, I'm sorry, Ken.
Nah, good, bro.
We really call him YBB, but I feel him. As far as your kids, it's like, you know, you got to approach that a little bit differently, make it be okay so they can be able to address some things.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's definitely one of them things. Like, it takes a lot of shit for me to cry. Like, I can't remember the last time I cried.
Mm.
And the crazy thing is, like, anytime like you do cry, from what it's like, you feel so much better. Like, it's like you letting. It's healthy to cry.
Yeah, facts.
But it's like we're trained to just hold it in and
deal with it.
Yeah,
hell,
but then
yeah.
You end up imploding, basically, right?
That's a fact.
That's fucking toxic as hell. Like, and that's just on us and what we do to ourselves, right?
Yeah.
So, what about some things that we do that's toxic towards women? Not us, right? I'm talking about as for mankind,
men.
Right? Like, well, excuse me, just men, right? So, can y'all think of any things that are toxic as far as what we do as men to women? Like, I'll throw one out there. Or you got some banks?
I was gonna say just controlling and being like, you know, trying to tell a woman how to run her life. Like, I mean, that's one thing I can say for sure.
Yeah. So how are you controlling, Banks?
I'm sure there's something in there that's manipulative that I'm not really aware of that I do. But, yeah.
But
nah,
it's like some shit that we just saw that it was normal.
Exactly.
Like,
so
up,
you
right?
never, yeah, you know, if you're not, you know, if you're enabled to this behavior, man, and nobody's telling you you're wrong, man, you know, you become an adult and then you got to reopen back up. It's like, you know, you got to figure that out.
Yeah. Mm. So what about you?
I'm trying to think.
Not that you do. Just
no,
like,
no, men, of course not me.
Yeah, nah, men in general.
It's not me, babe.
Hey, but, disclaimer.
Disclaimer. I want to see guys ask some chicks for money. That's crazy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like I be seeing it, though. I'm like, yo, you feel comfortable asking a chick for money?
But, all right, so is there any times that it's okay to ask your woman for money? Because... the thing is, all right, so the same way we have to get rid of some of our, because, you know, we're at times now where women are equal as men, right? So.
True.
Sometimes women tend to pick and choose what
when
they want
to be equal.
That's what I'm saying. And money is one of the major things that we always see on social media, right? Now, I'm not saying like things like front the bill and things like that, but what if you want to start a business, right? And your shorty might, or your lady, I got to, you know, we got to be, that's toxic shit too. Like, we'd be like, oh, shorty, or, you know, our bitch, some niggas use that type of term too. So, if you might be short 10 stacks, right? And your lady might have it, right? Is it okay to ask her then? But you're going to, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's going to benefit her anyway.
Ooh, like, the loan program? Feel?
Yeah.
The PPP loan in a relationship? That's right, hard. Yeah. Oh, man.
You got to bring.
Would y'all feel comfortable asking your woman for money then?
I wouldn't.
Me
no. can't.
I got a hustle and get it somebody some
yeah,
way.
Yeah.
So I can't. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
It's just been. I can't do it, bro. Nah.
So isn't that toxic?
Is asking it toxic? For help. Not asking for help can be toxic.
Bingo.
That's a fact.
That was one of exactly.
That's a fact.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That's yeah. my homeboys for. I asked my homeboy, hey, let me get 10 from you. I'll get you back if I ask my chick, though.
That's toxic.
Like, it can be, yeah.
If
it
that's
can
the
be.
Woman that you love, it's going to yeah. benefit her. It's going to do everything. That's the thing. Like, we pick and choose also when we need help from our woman.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? Like, there's times where we'd be like, oh, I'll never ask my woman. Like, it's hard for me. I don't even like asking. I can't remember the last time I asked my parents for nothing. Like, I was
the same.
You know what I'm saying? We were young. Like I can't probably like in late teens, the last time I ever had anything from. So I have a hard time asking people for help, right? And that's a toxic trait for men. Like we have a hard time asking other people for help.
That's a fact.
Even like the only time we really will help, ask for help is like if you're moving, you'll be like, "Yo, bro, like I need
help." Yeah,
facts. You know what I'm saying? But you won't be like, "Damn, I'm going through something. Let me reach out for my homeboy and see if he's ever been through." Depression or if he's ever been through a breakup that he can't get over or you know what I'm saying, like how do y'all feel about that? Like
I've had those conversations, you know, that I've had people come to me talking about their situations. I try to be transparent though, so you know I don't directly get into those conversations, but if it's brought up I'll talk about it because like I feel like if I'm not comfortable talking about it, that means I haven't really learned anything from it. I can't pass no knowledge if I ain't really learned nothing from it,
right?
So I definitely have had those conversations with people, and I mean you just got to keep it real with them, and you know I mean everybody go through this shit.
Yeah,
ain't nothing new.
That's the craziest part, that we're all going through the same shit, yeah, we act like we can't talk about it, like that's almost it's so fucking taboo and toxic that I can't even turn to my homeboy and be like, hey, bro, man, when you went through a breakup, how did you go through that? Or like when you were down. Oh, that's another thing. We can't talk about financial problems either.
Nah, we can't.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah,
like,
we can't.
You could ask your homeboy like, hey, man, I need 10 stacks to start this business. I'm sure. But you can't be like, bro, I can't pay my bills. Like me and my lady having a hard time. Let me get some bread. Because technically, that's looked at as non-masculine. Like you can't even pay your own bills.
Nah, yeah, right.
You're not taking care of home. Like, can you ever see yourself asking your homeboy for money to take care of your bills?
Nah,
I'm gonna figure that out, and I'm gonna be in the dark about it too.
That's why I didn't do it, man.
It's crazy. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
But is that toxic?
Is it toxic? I don't know.
That you'd rather sit in the dark and struggle than ask your homeboy who might help you. Like, if that's your right hand man,
facts.
He's going to throw you some bread. Like, if you ask your homeboy, hey, bro, man, I need $500. But
you know, I'll do this first.
All right.
I'll go through my family first, then I go to my homeboys. That's how I look. I got a chain of command. So if I get to a bind, I'm hitting up Godfrey first. That's my cousin. So I'm hitting up Godfrey first. Hey, throw me something right quick.
Yeah.
If he ain't got it, then I might go DJ.
Yeah.
DJ ain't got it, I'll go Banks. That's it. Then I'm done right there. I got to figure that shit out.
Oh, y'all family? Y'all all family?
No, we ain't family.
I mean, we
like family though.
Okay. Yeah, facts. Yeah. You can ask me that.
That's my
if you didn't know, you can ask me.
Appreciate it, bro. That's my chain of command, though.
It's like it's this thing with manhood. Like, you feel less of a man, right? They're like, in a sense, like...
Yeah,
and the thing with manhood is that it's framed to be the total opposition of womanhood.
Mm.
So it's like anything that's not masculine, we look at it like it's feminine, right? Which is a fucked up way of seeing it. Like, so you can't be soft or gentle, right? Because those are traits that are quote unquote for women, right? So if we're looking at it like that, it's like we can't be that. Like a man can't be, because that goes against my manhood. That I can't be soft or I can't be gentle. Right, which is fucked up because, like, and Banks, you said you don't have kids?
Nah, no kids.
No, siblings, younger siblings or anything like that?
Nah, I'm youngest.
He's youngest.
Yeah.
You're the youngest, so damn. Were your older siblings anything like that with you? Like, did you have boys or girls?
I got an older sister, yeah.
So it's dope having an older sister because I have an older sister. I don't have no brothers.
Okay, yeah, you know.
So it's cool, right? Like, can you speak to your older sister about shit?
Oh, about everything.
That's what I'm saying. So at least you have that, like, to where you could turn around. But it's always a woman that we can confide in, right?
Right, that's a fact.
And that's kind of crazy that we can't even, like, I got niggas who are like my brothers who now at an older age, of course, I could talk to them. Like, we get to the point where we're like, yo, we got to break this shit.
Mm-hmm.
So what do y'all do to try to break this? How do you think we should break this toxic shit?
Man.
just conversations that's got to be had, man. Can't be afraid to have them. I mean, everybody's relatable, and everybody's probably, like we just say, you know, everybody's been through the same shit. So, like, you just got to be willing to sit down and have those conversations, or not be afraid, or, you know, sometimes it might take, even for me, like, I might not want to talk about something, but if somebody brings up something, I'm not going to be afraid to comment it. Like, I might not come out with it, but if somebody's on the topic of something, I'd be like, oh, that's you'll a lane. Let me see. Let me fill this out and see if that'll work, if I can talk to this person about that. Sometimes it might be too much for people, or they might not have the knowledge that you need from them either. So.
Yeah. What about you, Wadi?
I think I'm kind of the same wavelength. I feel like, yes, one, more conversations need to be had.
We gotta get
to a point where it's more comfortable, and I feel like we gotta pass it to our next generation too.
Yeah,
that'll more so stop if we keep on going. If we pass it on to our next generation, then those after them they'll pass it on, and then we'll be in a state where we can be comfortable talking through our emotions out, and you know, not being so toxic with our masculinity.
Yeah, would you be okay with your woman running your household?
Shit. And you're going to say that's toxic. But I mean,
that's but me,
nah.
If I was Stedman, maybe. If I was Stedman, I'd kick back. I don't know.
Man, I'll say this much.
Yeah.
Run it, maybe not. But let me say, we partners in it. We partner 50-50, 50-50 partners in it.
Yeah.
I say that.
Yeah.
I couldn't be like sitting in the back and she do everything. Nah,
this right. Nah, that ain't gonna work.
Take your passenger seat and just chill.
Nah, I go crazy. Out. My anxiety go crazy.
Yeah, we be CEO and co-CEO. Put it that way.
Yeah, I like that. Mm-hmm. That's a good way to look at it.
Facts.
Banks, you say you ain't fucking with that?
Like I said, unless I was Stedman, but you know, no, if I ain't Stedman, man, that's all right. I mean, definitely 50-50 it though. You know, it's a partnership when you're in it with somebody. You know, you gotta have that balance.
Could you be with somebody who just falls back and lets you run everything?
Nah, you gotta do something. You gotta bring something to the table, right?
Yeah,
for sure.
I feel the same. Like, and I'm talking about just like as far as direction. Like, yeah. I want to turn to you and be like, "Yo, what do you think about this?" Like, it should be 50-50 as far as like. Sometimes we don't have the answers. You know what I'm saying? So I want to turn to her and be like, "Yo, what do you think?" She's like, "Nah, I want this, or we should do this." And the crazy thing is, a lot of times women have a lot of that input, but you know,
for sure,
a lot of times for our toxic masculinity, women will let us front like we have it all under control, or we're really the ones just driving, you know what I'm saying,
for your ego.
Ego. That's toxic, right?
Fact. So they toxic too.
They end in the better.
Exactly. For a better reason, but
they're enablers basically, but that's because of how we are, and we're programmed, right? So we definitely got to break a lot of that shit. Another thing we have to break as far as toxic masculinity, I know a lot of men don't want to hear this, but it's homophobia, right?
Because facts.
We grew up like being gay was the worst thing you could be as a man, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially as a black man.
Yeah, right.
That shit is like the most toxic thing ever. Like, and then like I was bad with that shit, like. Didn't
no homo.
Yeah,
for sure.
Like, no bullshit. I still play pause, but it's more like a joke now. Like it's not even like, and even using the term like Nick, that's gay. Like that term was like, and when you think about it, it's like, yo, do you know how many people were offending doing that?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and you might not agree with something, right? It's okay to not agree with a lifestyle, right?
Exactly.
But when you're downing it and you're doing things to hurt that's
when the problem come in.
Exactly. Like there's so many things that I don't agree with in life, but if it's not any of my business, why do I care to tear it down?
Right.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? So how do y'all feel about
it? I'm gonna say wavelength. It's like it isn't personally direct, it doesn't affect me.
Yeah.
Then right.
You go do your thing, live your life.
Exactly.
I'm not gonna stop you from living your life. If you love who you wanna love, be who you wanna be with, that's your prerogative at the end of the day. But, you know, if it's not towards me, then...
It's none of your business, not your life.
Yeah, why put that energy out there to try to go ahead and stop that from happening?
Yeah. Right.
Got nothing to do. How you feel about that, Banks?
It's the same, man. Like, it's your lifestyle. Live how you want to live. I'd be honest, like, I was really more affected by that when I had a little cousin that grew up and, like, we found out later he came out, he was gay. It was like, when that's in your family, you're like, oh, like, this is right next to me. I got to deal with it now. So it's like, you know... This is my family. I'm going to deal with you like you blood. So, you know, we had different conversations. Like, I'm supporting everything you do, man. It, you know, live your life how you want to live it. Just do right.
Yeah. We had a home. I don't know if Sci-Fi probably remembered it. I ain't going to say his name or whatever, but it was a dude who was cool with one of my homies in the crew, right? And he would come around. He started getting cool with all of us, right?
Right.
And it was certain things that we would look at and be like, he might be. But then he we would go out and he'd bag women.
Yeah,
and that's toxic too. Bag women, but like he would have
women want to be bagged. By the way,
the views and opinions you hear are totally
different. No, and we need that. Yeah,
that is clutch right there. I use that all the time to get myself out of jams. But now, of course, that's a joke. I get what you're saying. Like, of course, women do want to be courted.
Yes.
Facts, right? Better term.
But women though, that's one of them things that I don't think they would get mad about that, because they know what you're trying to say. Like, that's just correct. Lingo.
Yeah.
But of course women want to be courted. But what I was saying is the homie, like, he came out, right? And we were young, like we was probably in our early 20s. When he came out, I was like, oh, I'm not hanging with him. Like, right. I felt offended that you were around me lying, like I felt offended, like he tried to holler at me in the sense of like,
yeah.
Like I was just like, why the fuck would you be around this nigga? You got people who knows who thinks we might be gay because of you, your affiliation, mm-hmm. like, because it's like the term birds of a feather type shit. Like I was mad at him in so many levels. I was like, I'm going to just cut him off. Like he would call my phone, like he moved to Atlanta, of course, after he came out. I ain't going to say of course, but you know, a lot of niggas... When, you know, that's just one of the things that you do. Like, you become Muslim, you go to Mecca. that's a joke. I'm fucking with you. Like, toxic shit.
Good analogy, but you know.
It's an analogy. Like, Sci-Fi get a hold of his head. Like, I'm just fucking with y'all. Like, y'all know who I... But so, he moved to Atlanta, and he would come back to the city, and he'd be like, yo, I'm trying to pull up. Like, what's up? And he never confronted me about this shit, about being gay, but he told one of the homies, and they told us.
Yeah.
So I was like... I'm cool off him. Like, he'll call from a different number and I'm like, yo, I'm gonna hit you back when I get free. And I would never call him or whatever. And then, like, when I got older and, you know, you get a little wiser and you start realizing, like, just, you know, growth as a man, you like, why the fuck did I do him like that? Like, it's already hard enough being a black man to have to come out and then the people that you were fucking with heavy at one point stopped fucking with you too. Like, I can see why a lot of niggas stay in the closet because of that type of shit. You get what I'm saying? So how do you feel about that? Like, that's super toxic. I don't know if it's an uncomfortable subject to talk about. Like,
That is super toxic. I mean, it shouldn't, you know what, in a perfect world, I don't want to say in a perfect world, but that's the phrase. In a perfect world, you know, it shouldn't matter.
Yeah.
It really shouldn't. You know, that's your friend before he came out the closet. It's still the same guy at the end of the day, you know?
Right.
It's just crazy how things, you know, we are... I don't want to say bred, how we are conditioned to feel like, hey, you know what?
Facts.
As a black man, we can't, you know, we can't be seen around that because somehow that tarnished us. It's not a love you want to love at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know
what I'm saying? Right. It don't make you no different.
It make you no different.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Now, I can't, like, I'm cool with him. Like, I see him afterwards and, you know, I never got a chance to really talk to him and apologize to him, which I want to do that. I want to be like, you know what I mean? Just to be like, yo, am I bad about how I treated you back in the day?
Whatever. Yeah.
But... I also wouldn't be able to hang out with him. Like, if he said, let's go to a gay bar together, I couldn't do no shit like that.
Understandable, though, because that ain't your vibe.
That's not my vibe, right?
No, that's understandable. Because even if you had, like, a straight friend, you say, hey, yo, let's go over here and we want to do some coke. You don't subscribe to coke, you ain't going to go.
Not, yeah.
So, right,
yeah.
Exactly.
That's the fact. Like, if it's not my lifestyle, but sometimes people look at it like, you can still go around them and not have... I'm like, nah, I don't want to... And it's the thing, like, because that's the thing. They act like there's no, like, nuance. Like, I don't want to... Like, you can live your lifestyle. I can still be cool with you and all that, but I don't want to partake in that lifestyle, like, going out to them clubs.
What about a male strip club?
Hell no.
It's the same as
Sci-Fi. Like, yeah, I can't go to a male strip club.
If a chick said, hey, let's go to a male strip club... You don't subscribe to that. I'm going to catch the bus spot.
Right.
At the end of the day.
But women can come to... female strippers, right?
That's a fact.
You hear what I'm saying?
That's
one of those double standards, things, right?
they can have that double standard. Yeah,
exactly. Because, and women can do things like, they can get lap dances. They can appreciate another woman's body. Not from a man? Fuck out of here. If you get that's Sci-Fi saying that, by the way, if anybody wants to go under umbrellaminds.com. Nah.
Shout out to Sci-Fi.
Yeah, shout out to Sci-Fi. But
you were feeling that.
Nah, but like, yeah, like women can do things like that. Like they can get away with way more, and that's probably why they like that suicide rate that I was talking about. Like
it's lower.
It's lower because they don't have all the stresses. Well, like. Stress is like, I mean, I hate, you can't say certain things
they
like
that.
They
do have stress.
But it's not like the ones, like, because they have stresses, even if they have the same amount of stresses, right? They speak about it.
They got an outlet.
They have an outlet. Bingo. Thank you. We just hold that shit in. Exactly. And that's what fucks us up. Hell, they might have more stresses, actually, but they still
they
talk
still
about
talk
it.
About it.
Exactly. But we just hold that shit in until something bad happens, right?
That's so, a fact.
What about as far as like male privilege, right?
Male privilege.
Yeah, like we, that's the thing. Like sometimes we talk about white privilege, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is true, of course. But we also have male privilege, which is also toxic towards females also, right?
Yeah, give me an example.
Expound on that. Yeah. Expound on that.
Like what's some things that are male privilege? Just for the wage gap, right?
I get you that.
Women get paid, I think, 70 cents to a man's dollar, right?
Okay.
And I know a lot, like, we joke a lot about this shit. I always be like, well, we pay for dinner. We pay for certain things, which is why we...
That's facts, company.
That is facts.
That's some of the shit that I say, but just to joke around, but that's not really the reason why they pay them less. Sci-Fi looked up like, hold up. What you got to say, Sci? You got something you want...
If she can pay more than me, she pay for dinner?
No, that's never gonna happen. You know that.
That's toxic.
The same double standard. Yeah.
Now, of course, for the... All right, so we were having a conversation on Clubhouse, right?
Yeah.
Would you be okay with the woman paying for the first date?
Nah, I wouldn't be
it's
okay.
It's not happening.
Nah.
Is that toxic?
Yeah. I mean, if it's toxic, I live with that. Yeah. At the end of the day, but I couldn't do it. Like even now, with my girl, right? We've been on a lot of dates. I could say for sure, she probably paid for like three.
Yeah.
Two out of those three, my birthday. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? Yeah. But it's just I wouldn't feel comfortable with it. It's just something that's in me. Like, hey, you know, I gotta take care of this. The optics look bad when you see it.
Yeah.
I look at it this way. If I'm if I was white, a white guy, I'm in a restaurant with my lady, I pay for her food, boom, boom. Now it's a couple beside me, they're a black couple.
Yeah.
Then his lady paid for her, for him.
Yeah.
I feel like, hey, he can't support her. Why are they here? You see what I'm saying? if I'm the white guy sitting with my white lady.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't ever want to be the black guy in the restaurant where the lady gotta go through her purse and pay for me. And the
toxic?
Optics that they're looking at me, it's toxic as hell.
Yeah.
I'm gonna admit it, but
yeah.
I had to die with that one.
Yeah.
and looking at me saying, hey, this dude can't support his lady.
Yeah. But it could be your birthday.
It could be my birthday.
It
could be
my birthday. It was my
they gotta sing to me. Everybody know they it's my birthday. They gotta say happy birthday.
The restaurant I gotta know is my birthday. That's why. Yeah. And that's. That's toxic shit though.
Yo. But
that's
shit.
Nah, shout out to that. He's stupid. Like he said, the restaurant got to sing to me.
Everybody knows my birthday.
Yeah.
He okay.
She going in her purse for a reason.
Exactly, yeah. But not as, but like, what if she did some shit where, like, she paid for the bill behind your back? Like, it's the first date. Y'all go out, and she gets up, acts like she's going to the bathroom, pays for the bill. She comes back and then the way
I've had that happen before.
How did you feel?
I mean, it threw me off for a minute, but then she like got into explaining why she did it and oh, you pay for everything and you just did this and you just did that. And I'm like, I mean, it's already done now, so I can't do anything about it at this point. But it was like for a second, I was like, oh, well, you got it.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah, I appreciate it.
And you was cool with that after she explained it?
Yeah, after she explained it, like, I didn't think about it because, like, you know, me growing up, like, even my pops just raised me to take care of everything.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was the first time that happened to me. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I kind of felt slight, like, not disrespected, but I, like, It's like, yeah, it's weird, right? Like, yeah, what you doing? First like, date, yeah, like,
we just chilling. Like,
oh, well, this ain't no first date. But,
oh, okay.
Nah, that's not happening.
Yeah. Oh, you feel? Would you try to give her the money back or tell her like, yo?
Nah, yeah, we. I'm giving you that bread back.
Yeah, for the first.
Yeah,
date.
Yeah, for sure. Nah, it's I can't.
Weird for the first date, like, and
it's an impression you building.
Yeah, but from when we were having these discussions, it was a few girls on the women on the clubhouse who were saying, a lot of times, they don't want the guy to pay for everything because then sometimes guys feel like you owe them something at the end of the night.
I get that.
So fucked up, like, because a few bad apples have ruined it for all of us. Like, because
that's a fact.
And then she was like, so you wouldn't want something after the end? I'm like, that's different. What I would want and what I expect
are
two totally different things, right? Because we spoke about if a guy flies you out, right? He says, yo, let's go to the Bahamas for the weekend or whatever, right? All the girls was like, you're going to be expecting sex. And then I'm like, see, you got to be careful with your words. What I want and what I expect are two different things, right? Mm-hmm. Of course, when we go out of town, if we've been kicking on the phone and, you know, FaceTime, if y'all live in separate places, even if y'all live in the same city, if we go out somewhere out of town, of course I would want to go there with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no question.
So can y'all understand how is that, like, how do y'all feel about that part? Like, about why women would feel that way? Like, do you understand why sometimes a woman would feel like, I got to pay for some shit too just so he doesn't
I get it, because you don't ever want nobody to hang nothing over your head and feel like you owe him nothing. So, yeah, that makes sense.
But
I see what you're saying, but it's like, like you said, a few bad apples.
Yeah.
We gotta change that narrative though. Like it's for us guys to talk to our homeboys saying, "Hey, yo, bro, just can you take her on a date? Don't pressure for sex, so that way they don't get it won't get transmitted to the girls.
Right?
They won't feel that way.
They all feel that way, right?
Correct. Yeah. Right. It's on us. We gotta have that consciousness. Men saying, "Hey, you know what? Just because you took her on a date a couple times, you pay for it. Yeah. Don't mean you gotta expect sex at the end of the day."
It's also a little creepy. Like, you got to build a rapport before all that. Come on now.
Yeah.
My whole thing is like, yo, it's no pressure.
Right.
I don't expect anything from you when I want to take you out to a date or we go and do a trip, whatever it may be. I don't expect anything. It's no pressure at the end of the day.
Right.
And then, you know what? 9 times out of 10, it works in your favor when you had that approach.
Yeah.
It's true.
You're right. 100%.
But most guys don't know that, though. Most guys think, you know what? Hey, I done paid. I want to go ahead and get that instant gratification now. Go ahead, drop them things. It don't work that way.
It's prostitution. Exactly. It sounds like prostitution.
Exactly.
It is. Like, I'm flying you out and you owe me something. It's like, nigga, we could have stayed in a city if we're just going to do a transaction like that.
Exactly.
You hear what I'm saying?
It takes for like guys to have those kind of conversations with the homeboys, saying, "Hey, you know what? Be cool. Like, don't even stress it. Like, it's gonna come. If it comes, great. If it doesn't come, you got a cool ass homeboy."
But like we said earlier, like, we don't really have those conversations with each other, so that's why it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But the moment you find out your boy was moving, I'm trying to get used to this. The moment you find out that your boy is moving like that, and like, you're going to feel a way about it and you want to kind of educate him, because if not, then if you're around him, you brothers of a feather at that point. Exactly.
You enabling, and you can't enable. We got to do better as men and say, hey, you know what, you're doing wrong.
Yeah.
Get better.
Like, nah, my nigga, you tripping. Get that shit together, bro.
Mm-hmm. Y'all cool talking to your homeboys about stuff like that?
If I'm gonna be around you, hell yeah.
Of course,
hell yeah.
You my inner circle. We having them conversations about that typical thing,
right?
But we not my inner circle. Then I could care less. But that's why I need to change, though. Yeah. And I can admit that. Like, you not being in my inner circle, I still should have that same conversation about that. If you're not my inner circle, I feel like I should, because at the end of the day, it takes a village on all aspects.
Hell
so
yeah.
So this because I'm not A1 tight with you.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I shouldn't have that conversation with you. If I see you doing wrong, I should say, hey, yo, bro, you're doing wrong. Don't do it that way.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm still working on myself in that aspect.
Yeah.
No, that's a fact. Now you got to hold everybody accountable around you, especially, like, it's a reflection of you.
Exactly.
Hell yeah.
So, you know, I this past weekend had a homeboy that was with me, and we went out somewhere with some girls, and we just started having a conversation. He's talking about, like, police and all these shootings or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And he was kind of not trying to justify the police, but he was kind of just saying, like, oh, well, that wouldn't happen if they just would have did this. And it's like, I'm sitting here with these females who know me, and I'm like, yo, I had to kind of school him in front of them, because I'm like, they know how I get down with talking about this kind of shit. So let me set him straight in front of y'all, because, like, yeah. Just in case, y'all don't know. So, but nah, those conversations absolutely got to happen.
Yeah. And you also got to put your feelings to the side. Like, especially be like, yo, listen, I'm not trying to offend you. I'm not trying to play you.
Yeah, nah, right. Exactly.
But we have to, like, put our feelings to the side and have this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what if your homeboy starts crying in front of you?
Hey, yo, my nigga, come on, dog. What you?
Nah, I can't. No. Wait. That's cool. No, that's cool. I'm going to say why it's cool.
What if it's... All right, so does it matter?
What are we talking about?
No, wait.
So let me give it some... All right, go ahead.
I'm going to tell you why it's cool. Right. Why I say it's cool.
Yeah.
Because I had a situation that happened to me, right, concerning my little brother. And so I couldn't get in contact with my cousin, my Godfrey.
Yeah.
So I called DJ. I go down the chain. I call DJ.
Yeah.
So I'm talking to DJ. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to explain to him what's going on, but nigga, I break down, start crying.
Yeah.
Nigga received it. We talked about that shit. So I feel like, you know what? I would be okay if Banks called me one time, he crying, like, yo, bruh.
But it matters on what he's crying about.
That's what I was getting ready to say. You're talking family, so.
It matters, though. Okay. To me, it matters.
All right, so what if y'all watching a movie?
Oh, shit, nah, bro.
So y'all can...
You got to be serious. The cries got to be serious, though.
Y'all can't watch The Notebook and he start crying?
Hey, yo, like... my nigga, if ain't nobody chopping onions, what is you doing? Yeah. The allergies
so
kicking
in. You can't cry. So what if he starts crying if y'all watching, like, a certain movie and he just... Titanic or some shit like that. He start, like, tearing up.
We not watching Titanic.
Nah. That's reserved for your girl. Nah.
But let's just say it's you, yeah. and y'all have a significant other, both of y'all, and y'all watching
double dating?
The movie. Yeah, double dating. All right. Y'all watching the movie and you turn over and he's, you know, he start crying.
Then your shorty got you.
I don't know about that one, bro.
That's not cool?
That's...
What about a breakup? Let's just say his girl left.
If it's a breakup, yeah, now, I take that.
I get it.
Yeah.
I take that. If it's somebody who's significant to you and it's a breakup, yeah, you, by all means, let it pour out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if it's like somebody who like you on a second date with, it didn't work out, there's something wrong going on there.
Yeah.
It also depends on what she did, because if it's some shit she been doing and like, I'm like, nigga, I been told you, like.
Yeah.
Like, nah, you're not about to, like, we told you about this. You should have been prepared.
Yeah. So it just depends on what the crying situation yeah, right. is about.
The context.
Yeah, for sure.
So he can't cry over The Notebook, but he could cry over his girl.
Facts.
Another thing that we were toxic with is like, I think it's more or less when we're young too, like women's emotions, right? Or matter of fact, if you turn down having sex with a woman, right? Like, let's just say y'all go to a party and a chick, you might not even be attracted to her. She might not even be your vibe, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's 2-on-2. Your homie's about to smash the girl, the friend, and then you not feeling the girl that he got for you, right? If you don't smash, your homeboy pretty much gonna look at you like, nigga, what the fuck? Like, why you don't want to smash? Like, you don't want to have sex? Like, sometimes as youth, we're also like almost forced to have sex with somebody we don't want to have sex with, right? Have you ever been through that situation where you like, I don't want to fuck this girl, but like,
for sure, I'm picky.
You see, but we were taught to not be picky. Like, it's almost like a slight against you to be picky, right?
Mm-hmm.
You weren't like that was up for women to be choosy, right? That's toxic. And I know plenty of guys who went through that. You got something to say on that? Like,
No, I ain't got something to say.
Disclaimer.
No. I'm saying that hasn't happened to me where I was in a situation where I had to, you know, smash on something.
Yeah.
Nah, but I have heard, you know, stories about that, and I have seen things that happen where, you know, guys are saying, hey, something wrong with you, you ain't smashing no girl.
Yeah.
But that is toxic as hell, though.
That's toxic as shit. Like, sometimes motherfuckers might just be so focused on like school or like grinding or something totally different. Like, but if it, like growing up, it's like we're supposed to put women over everything, right? Like, we're supposed to have hoes. Like, you're supposed to, like, you're not smashing yet, nigga. Like,
yeah,
why you ain't got no
you.
Hoes? Yeah, like, for nigga, sure. You gay? Like, why you ain't got no? That's toxic shit right there.
That is.
And you say you choosy, Banks?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm picky, bro.
Yeah. He went for, is there a difference between choosy and picky?
Is it? Nah, I don't think so. Nah, I think it's the same shit.
Yeah.
I think so.
Nah, that's cool. But, yeah, that's definitely some shit where they would just get on you as a youth. Like, yeah, you just supposed to be out here doing whatever you're supposed to do.
Yeah, because they qualify that as, they count that as being, you know, coming of age.
And manhood.
And it's not.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Yeah.
I mean, because when you get to a certain point in your life, you realize.
Yeah.
Party foul. You realize what sex is all about, what smashing is all about. It's just reproducing your next, you know, the next, your lineage.
Yeah.
When you get that in your mindset, like, hey, you know what? I'm going to be picky who I, you know, decide to go ahead and.
For sure.
Share that with.
Right.
Because you know, hey, this is. It might be a chance that, you know, we might have a child.
Or you might slip up. Yeah, facts. Yeah.
Correct. There's always a chance you might have a child. Yeah. So do you really want to have a child with somebody you just, you know.
Yeah, one night stand.
Nah, you don't want that.
Yeah.
You don't want to be your lineage.
You don't know nothing about that person.
Exactly.
She could be a psycho. She could be, it don't matter. Yeah.
And then your young homies who have the kids, and then you see how they're dealing with that girl that they really weren't supposed to be dealing
Correct.
With. And it's like, oh my God.
Yeah,
like,
we all know at least one or two guys or girls who went through some situations where they probably would have never made that decision if they. You know, if they could take it back, they'd take it back.
Correct.
Yeah, and he was the man at one point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about as far as, like, how selfish we were with pleasing women? Like, it was more about us. Like, when we were younger, it's like, I'm trying to get mine. Like, I don't give a fuck about pleasing a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you young, you all for self. Like,
that's true.
Yeah, wasn't no problem being a minute man for a while.
Yeah, because you're like, what? Like, I don't care about how you feel.
Nah,
like,
yeah, this shit went down. What you talking about?
Right, I still beat, yeah.
Like, you wasn't fucking with me? Yeah,
that's toxic as shit, though. But
nah, for real, it is.
But
absolutely.
We all were on that vibe. Like, oh, I ain't going to say we all, but, you know, a lot of us were on that type of vibe, right?
Yeah, it was the peers and the influence around you, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a phase in life that shouldn't have happened. That shouldn't happen, that phase in life.
Yeah.
Well, some people still stuck in that phase.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
facts.
It's crazy.
Some people never grow out of shit.
They don't. Mm-mm.
You know.
What about giving men compliments? Like, we talked about that recently. Like, that's toxic. Like, certain shit we can't. Or it's a certain way we have to do it.
It's a certain way you got to go about. Well, I guess that is toxic as well too. Saying there's a certain kind of way you got to go about giving kind of like, yo, don't choose fire. That's a compliment, but you can't be saying like,
yeah,
you look good today. You can't.
Nigga, you killing it.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, you got, there's certain ways you got to do it.
Go about doing it. Yeah.
You can't tell another man he looks nice, right?
I hype my brothers up. Like, you know, I let my niggas know. I was like, oh, where you get that suit from? Yo, that shit fly,
yeah,
my nigga. Where you get them shoes from,
little
bro?
Dapper,
like,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yo, you bought that from? Okay, all right. I see you tailored that too? Okay, yeah, you got it today.
Yeah,
I got to get like you.
Yeah.
Trying to be like you, right?
Trying to be like you, yeah.
Exactly. That's the phrase.
Exactly.
Safe phrase. Yeah. Trying to be like you.
It's toxic shit there.
It is, though.
Yeah. You can't even tell a man. It could be like a guy, you look at your brother. Like, there's nothing. He knows you're totally heterosexual. There's nothing there.
It just sounds funny, though. How you like, hey, you look handsome.
Yeah.
It kind of sounds funny, but, you know.
I ain't calling no nigga handsome.
Like, you see Young Thug will put a picture. Like, he'll go under, like, a little Uzi Vert's picture, and he'll put the heart eyes, right?
That's too much.
To us, we look at it like, yo, you're wilding. Like, why would you do that to a man? You get what I'm saying? Because we were, a lot of the shit that we project is because we were programmed this way. We're almost like computers. Like, we're downloaded software to how we're supposed to be acting, and, you know, you get what I'm saying?
That's true. Facts. But but is that toxic, though?
What?
Putting the hard eyes?
No, I'm saying we look at it like.
No, I'm
like,
saying looking at it as toxic. Is that toxic? If a guy put hard eyes
No.
Maybe he's gender fluid.
I done muted the room. I'm saying what's toxic is the fact that we look at it like it's foul, like, or it's wrong.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So by us looking at it as a foul or wrong.
Is that toxic?
Is that really toxic, though?
I mean.
The hard eyes?
Honestly, if I'm saying that, to me, no. Because I'm like, nigga, you. Hard eyes means, like, to me, that means that you're
loving that. Yeah, you're loving that.
You know what I'm saying? So, and that's why I'm throwing things out there. Like, you don't have to agree. I'm not saying it is or it is. Like, I'm asking you, like, how do you feel about that?
No, I feel like it's a bit much.
That's a bit much, right?
It's a bit. I ain't putting no hard eyes on nobody. Yeah. I don't care how toxic it may seem, but yeah. I ain't putting no hard eyes on nobody.
But women do it all day.
They do all. It's double standard.
It's one they can have.
They can have that. I don't have no problem.
That's one sure. they can have.
Exactly. They can have that.
For sure.
Cool. Y'all not fighting over that one.
No. I'll do that. All that equality. I'm cool with that.
Yeah. What about like, it could be even as far as diet, right? Like, if a man is a vegetarian or like, or if he go to a restaurant, right? Yeah. Like, let's just say me, you, and like, we all go to a restaurant. Mm-hmm. If I order like a salad,
yeah.
Niggas will look at you like, why the fuck are you ordering a salad?
You on a diet, nigga? What's happening?
Yeah, like,
nah, but health is different.
Not for me.
That's dope.
Cause I do a. I didn't do it this year, but usually what I do is a 6 months in, I'm vegan.
Right,
Then 6 months out, I'm back on the meat.
And he always gets criticized for it.
Like, always pause.
Toxic pause. Cool.
But that's how I'm though. Six months in, I'm straight veggies and nothing else.
Yeah.
And the other, I'm back on the protein.
Yeah. There you go. All right, so like me, I was a vegetarian I started 2020 and I literally 2 weeks ago, I just, for the first time, ate chicken.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like, I went a while without it, but it's like...
What was the reason, though?
I didn't have a reason. Just was like, I was slowly backing up off of it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, let me see if I could do it. And sometimes I just like to test myself and see what I could do. And I was like, fuck it. And I can always, anytime I tell myself I'm going to do something or I'm not going to do something, I don't have, like, it was to the point where people be like, bro, there's no way you didn't slip up once. I'm like, on God, I haven't slipped up.
Nah.
But so, even something like that, like if you order the, most guys will look at you like, bro, like you don't eat, why? Mm-hmm. Like,
we definitely criticize this.
Yeah, they did.
That's what
for sure.
That's toxic too. Like, what's wrong with him just worrying about his health? You know what I mean?
Well, he was kind of like inconsistent for a second, so that's why we did it. But then he got it. Then he killed it.
Yeah. Now that's dope though. Anything else y'all want to touch on as far as toxicity?
There are some females that love that toxic shit.
For sure.
They do.
And they should stand behind it.
Yeah.
You know, not only when it's convenient, but like, if that's what you like, that's what you like. Like, you know, if you want to keep that hope alive, that's for you. But you know, if you don't, then I respect that too.
No judgment, right?
Nah, exactly. That's a part of the toxic. I'm not judging you.
My thing is this though.
That's what you love, all right?
You know, a lot of things the guys do.
Yeah.
We do it because of women at the end of the day.
That's a fact.
Right.
So if the women out here saying, hey, I love toxicity.
Yeah.
You can't sit here and say, hey, why that guy's being toxic? Could you feed into that? So that's what we're trying to be.
Yeah.
We get the cars we get. We dress the way we dress because of women at the end of the day.
Yeah.
If you sit here and say, hey, you know what? We don't want toxicity.
Yeah.
I feel like it ain't going to be no toxicity because everything we do is for women. Yeah. We don't do it for us.
Nah.
And a lot of stuff that we are looking at, like, it's toxic is because women are standing up about it.
Exactly.
You get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Like the futures of the world.
Yeah.
Hey, it's truth. It's facts.
I mean, the memes be popping, though. The memes do be popping. The future memes.
Yeah. But I think, for real, like, I do believe, like, if women do stand up and put their foot down with a lot of shit.
We will change all day, every day. If they say, you know what, nah, I don't want, you know what I'm saying, I don't want to go 50-50 with you.
Yeah.
If they feel like that's toxic, I don't want to go 50-50 with you, then guys are going to step up and say, you know what, we ain't doing 50-50. Yeah. I'm going to cover it.
Yeah.
It's those little small things.
Because it's really about the bait. Like, we're going to put the bait that's going to catch the fish, right?
Correct.
So, I mean, it sounds crazy, but that's just how it is.
And Drake said he ain't going 50-50 with no hoe.
Yeah, see, not with no hoe. All right, so the last bit we're going to touch on, right? Pause. Yeah. Would you
toxic pause?
Yeah, toxic pause.
Right.
Would you be okay with taking your woman's last name?
Ooh,
that's a no.
Nah.
Because my thing is this. I'm gonna tell you why it's a no.
All right.
I don't want to say us as men, but I'm gonna say it's me. Me. I want to pass my line down. Like, my last name is Wabibi.
Yeah.
I'm the first Wabibi because my dad, when he came overseas, he changed his last name.
Mm-hmm.
His real name is BB, was his last name. He thought it was too feminine, Toxicity. So he changed his last name to YBB.
That's in your lineage.
It's crazy, right? It's crazy, right? So he changed the Y. He had the WA in the front to make it sound more masculine, right? So we're the only YBB out of the BBs back in Congo.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So I'm like, you know what? I want to pass my lineage down, so I wouldn't want to take, you know, my girl last name.
But what if she says, I want to pass my lineage down?
I'm saying, hey, we're going to throw in the middle name. Like, yo, we're going to throw in the middle name.
You put a hyphen?
Yeah.
Nah, I ain't doing no hyphen, bro. That's just me.
Yeah.
That's just something, you know. But you know what? But you have to have that conversation, though.
Your lineage would go towards your kids, not your wife.
But she wanted to happen.
You get what I'm saying? Like, what if she says, you take my last name, but our kids could take your last name?
I'm saying no. the guy in me wouldn't allow that. And ain't nothing wrong with that.
No. I'm not saying, because I'm not going for that shit either.
Yeah, exactly. Who are we to break tradition? Not, like.
Yeah, like, Cameron voice. You know what I'm saying? Who am I to fuck tradition up?
Yeah. So I'm like, nah. It's just, for me, it's just, I can't ride with that. I can't subscribe to that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I can't subscribe to that.
Yeah.
That's my last name. I want to carry it on and let that YBB live on.
Yeah.
To who knows when.
Right. What about you, Banks?
Hell no. I'm sticking. Nah. We sticking to tradition around here.
What if the same way, like if she says, you keep my last name and our kids can keep your last name, like play it fair.
I don't think that's fair.
I don't think that's fair.
I think if everybody else, and this is the way everything goes, I think we keep it pushing.
With that being said, so that was the ultimatum. Like, hey, it's either that or we don't get married. We done. Would you be done?
We already got kids?
No kids. There's no kids, though.
Nah,
y'all about to get married.
Yeah.
Look, man.
That's a good question.
It is.
I got to sleep on that for a while. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know about that one.
I'm probably going to stand my ground and see how long I can do this.
Yeah.
You're going to have to fight me for this.
I don't know. My shorty said, I got to keep her last name.
Or not get married.
I don't think I'm going to do it.
Yeah, word. You don't love me? Word? All right. Yeah. I'm out.
I'm going to have to play some victim card or something like. I don't think I'd be able to do that. Take my lady's last name. Yeah, like,
that's just, I'm crazy. Have to, that's wild.
Yeah.
That's
what
wild.
If she says her? Nah, but see, I wouldn't even go for that. Yeah, damn, that's crazy.
It's a wild ask.
Yeah. It is.
That is crazy for sure. Mm. But nah, you're not rocking with that with the kid.
Nah, not rocking with that at all.
Can't do it.
You gotta pass down this lineage.
What if she hyphenates her name? Like, are you cool with that?
She can hyphenate. That's cool, man. I'm not sweating that. As long as my kid last name, our kid last name ain't hyphenated.
Yeah.
It's just
nah,
straight.
Exactly.
YBB all the way.
Yeah. That's the only way y'all rocking with it?
That's the only way I'm rocking with
what
it.
What else is something? Y'all got anything else that y'all want to throw out there that's toxic that we can, or we can wrap it up however y'all want to do it?
You got something, Banks?
Nah, nothing immediate, bro. Mm. Nothing immediate.
Shout out to
mad shit.
Yeah, shout out to DJ. Wish you could have been here, bro.
Yeah.
Shout out to DJ.
Talk about some of that toxic past, bro.
Yeah,
he got some toxic,
some toxic ways.
Yeah, I'll leave it for him. You know,
now he a reformed man, though. I want to congratulate him on his new relationship.
Yeah.
My brother, congratulations.
Ooh, world premiere of the relationship on the podcast. Exclusive, bro.
Exclusive.
Exclusive.
Oh, man.
Definitely.
You know what? I love you, bro. No toxicity.
Oh, that's another thing.
Yeah.
That's
facts.
We just stumbled on some shit. You can't tell the man you love him.
My brother, I'm breaking that. I'm telling everybody, yo,
yeah, facts.
I love you.
Yeah.
If I feel that way about you, I'm going to say, hey, I love you. Because it ain't no one, it's not an attraction kind of love. It's like, you know what? It's an admiration.
Yeah.
I want the best for you. I love you.
Yeah, facts. My brother, you my family. Like, that's all it is.
Does it matter when you say you love somebody?
You can't be. You can't be.
How often you saying it?
Yeah.
You can't be flagrant. You can't be flagrant with it.
Nah. Tell him every time he texts. Like,
yo.
You can't be flagrant with it.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like,
with
you
the hard eyes.
Yeah. You can't be like, yo, meet me at the club. Like, we spoke about this before. Be like, all right, I'll see you there at 12. Bet. Love you.
Nah.
Can't do that.
Hard eyes, young
club. Nah. Yeah. Nah. You can't tell your bro you love him while you're on your way to the club? Nah?
Nah, bro, nah.
But it
nah.
gotta just be...
It gotta be reserved for, like...
I ain't coming to the club.
Like if my homeboy proposed to his girl, bro, yeah. I'm proud of you, bro. I love you. Yeah. You gotta be reserved for, like, special moments. It can't be, like...
Yeah, life accomplishments, like, man. Life milestones. Accomplishments. Like, yeah,
beating cancer, those type of things.
I love you. Beating cancer, yeah.
You come home from jail, that type of shit. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Toxic shit, man. That niggas is crazy. But that's another episode of Mad Drinks and Chill. Where can they find y'all at?
Go ahead. Oh, shit. Bench Drinking. You can find us on IG.
Yeah.
Jack of All Spades, COT. Mm-hmm. We on Facebook as well. But yeah, Facebook and IG.
Yeah, I'm definitely... I got to pop up on y'all show sometime, too.
For sure, bro. Oh,
yeah,
of course. Bro.
Yeah, we're going to get you in there.
For sure, man. Yeah. For whenever, sure. Y'all just hit me up. We pull up whenever.
I bet.
Oh, we doing that for sure.
All right, so then we're going to leave out of here with another song from Ciroc. This one's called Sliding Giuseppe's. Y'all probably heard on this podcast before, but shout out to the whole DMV. We out of here.
I got my bitch Cassidy, cause she keep on checking the motherfucking page. I think my bitch is Cassidy, cause she keep on checking her motherfucking page. If I see that he's breathing, the job is not done and them niggas is not getting paid. My partner been speeding, he bought him a demon, he turned up from serving her age. And you know I've been leaning all day, I guess I'm just stuck in my ways. Keep wanting to hit, if a nigga won't play, then you know that my niggas be ready. We gon' go leave him dead, you know how we coming, them niggas gon' slide in Giuseppe. My bitch bad and shit don't got a blemish. So much drugs in the room like a chemist. Get the hunters, I turn to a menace. You know I'ma die for that shit, I be reppin'. Rolling hard all the pills and the weed and the drink. If he think that it's sweet, tell him try. I'ma keep it discreet, I wanna tell him it's beef on his head with a robber get signed. Bitches be clocking and niggas be lying. Don't care what he get, long as I'm getting mine. If he come out of hiding, I pump at his chest and his feet gon' go up like a chair and recline. Bitch, I'm up like a wheelie, these bitches, they see me. I'ma splash when we fucking up demons. If a pussy is rigging, I fuck on a friend. She was dumb to think I wasn't leaving. On the beat, they be loving what I gotta say. Got them dancing and moving her ass on the scene. I don't see these goofies while I'm at the bank. If it's not about hunters, my mind going blank, go. I think my bitches can see it, cause she keep on checking her motherfucking page. If I see that he's breathing, the job is not done and them niggas is not getting paid. My partner been speeding, he bought him a demon, he turned up from serving her age. And you know I've been leaning all day, I guess I'm just stuck in my ways. Keep wanting to hit, if a nigga won't play, then you know that my niggas be ready. We gon' go leave him dead, you know how we coming, them niggas gon' slide in Giuseppe. My bitch bad and shit don't got a blemish. So much drugs in the room like a chemist. Get the hunters, I turn to a menace. You know I'ma die for that shit, I be reppin'.